Right. You hit the two key points there is being safe and having fun. So if you can combine those two, it'll be a great time. But yeah, so like you said, Halloween is right around the corner. We wanted to provide just a few safety tips for both, not only trick-or-treaters, but parents as well. And so I guess we can kind of start off with the adults. You know, basics, you know, it's best just to keep to the packaged candy. Homemade treats are great, but more than likely when the kids get home, they're probably going to be tossed in the trash, so save a few dollars. And you know, pets, something that's not really brought up, so your pets really don't think the people wearing the evil clown masks are a fun time, so they might be considered a chew toy. So it's always a good idea to keep the pets under control while you have the trick-or-treaters coming to your door. And so on some of those residential areas, it gets very dark. So it's very important, you know, you want to make sure that you can see those ghosts and goblins out there. And so, you know, pay attention to, as you're driving out in those neighborhoods, because, I mean, let's face it, those kids are only after one thing. Let's go get the next candy. So they're not paying attention to the cars as they're darting across the street. So, and really, that's for the adults. Be aware of the kids out there in the residential areas. And then for the trick-or-treaters, obviously we always recommend, you know, having some sort of reflective tape or chem lights or even a flashlight, something to highlight the costume, because I mean, let's face it, ghosts and goblins and monsters are only cool unless you can see them, you know. So and then again, make sure that you're out there paying attention. And unfortunately, Halloween it falls on a school night, so you know, anything after 9 o'clock, it's probably not cool, because well, it's a school night. So but and just again, as for the trick-or-treaters, having that reflective clothing and being safe.